produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Welcome to today's broadcast of the Word of God from the Living Water Radio Broadcast. Sonny Obana is my name. I'm your host. And today we'll be bringing God's Word to you. We don't want you to miss God's Word, especially this season of celebration and holidays. It's actually for the celebration of the Son of God. We cannot afford to celebrate this season without the Son of God. Jesus is the reason for the season. And we got to recognize and acknowledge his person in our lives, in our daily living. Right away, let's go into the Word of God. Today we'll be preaching from the book of Genesis 49, verse 19. Genesis 49, verse 19. Are you there? Come on, open your Bible wherever you are. Let's go to the Word of God. There's power in the Word of God. God, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Let's do it again. Verse 19, God, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Let us pray. Father, we ask that you throw your word around. Let the devil know that you are the master. Do what no man can do and take all the glory. As we speak your word, give us utterance. Give us understanding of your word. That as men that hear the sound of my voice, may their life never remain the same. By the preaching of your word, let the sick be healed. Let the oppressed be delivered. In the name of Jesus, let the bound be set free. In the name of Jesus, let the lost sheep be found. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the power of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, today we'll be looking at the word we title, The Best for the Last. God has always saved the best for the last, and you cannot afford to miss it. Destiny is a must. You can't afford to miss it. You'll be trusting God, and I want to assure you that your hope in God shall not fail. If you trust this God that we serve, the one who created the heavens and the earth, and your hope is in him, your trust and your faith is in him. Come on now, child of God, don't give up now. It is too early to give up. You can't give up until you win. There's victory at the end. God saved the best for the last. So today, looking at the topic, the best for the last, let's look at the word of God where we read from. God, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Somebody say at the last, at the last. I believe God that no matter what a man is going through, no matter what you are struggling with, the word of God has a solution to it. No matter what it is, be it in your health, in your spiritual life, in your finances, in your business, in your marital life, there's everything you're searching for in life is found in God. It's found in God. There's no solution outside of God, but there is every solution in God. So looking at the word of God, which we have read from today, God, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Look at the word of God. This is Jacob. We were told he gathered all his children and he began to speak prophetically into the life of his children. He began to speak prophetic words over their life. He spoke to Reuben, as you know, in verse 1, 2. He spoke to other of his children, spoke to Simeon, he spoke to Judah. But when he got to verse 19, look at the word he gave to God, that a troop shall overcome thee. Like I've always said, a knockdown in life is not a knockout. A knockdown in life is not a knockout. You may be down today, that is not a guarantee that you will not be up tomorrow. For the fact that you are down today, is not a guarantee that you will be done all your life. You may be done today, but surprisingly, God is taking you up tomorrow. Your yesterday cannot define your tomorrow. You define your tomorrow in agreement with God's word. And there is power in the word of God. This Jacob speaking into the life of God, a troop shall overcome thee, but at the end, at the last, you shall overcome. In other words, you may be going through some struggle, some tough time now. But honey, if you trust the God of heaven, at the end, you will come out shining. At the end of the tunnel, there shall be a light. There may be a dark world now. The Bible said, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Child of God, believe me, you may be going through all struggle, all pains right now, sickness, setback in your finances, setback in your business, setback in your ministry. But I want you to trust God in the place of prayer. Trust God in the study of His Word. Trust God in believing in Him, having faith in Him that He that has promised is faithful to keep His Word. God will never fail you. The Bible said, He is a rewarder of they that diligently seek Him. So I therefore urge you, a listener from around the world, wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I want you to be a seeker of God. Seek Him that has the key of life. Seek Him that have the victory to the battles of life. Seek Him that have the joy of salvation. You cannot run the race alone without God. But if you trust God with all your heart, if you trust God in the midst of what you are going through, if you trust Him for victory, I guarantee you, I'm a living testimony of God's victory. I'm a living testimony of God's signs and wonders. I'm a living testimony of the miracle working power of God. And I'm here to assure you that the same God who saw me through the hard time, the same God can see you through. And I believe those of you hearing the sound of my voice, you've been going through some things sometime before now that God saw you through. And the same God who saw you through the battles of yesterday, they say God will see you through the battles of today. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody under the influence of my voice. You will not die in that which you are going through. What you are going through now will not see the end of you, but you will see the end of what you are going through now. In the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The Bible says, God, a troop shall overcome thee, but at the end, you shall overcome. There is an end to everything. There's an end. There's an end to every affliction. There's an end to every pain. There's an end to every struggle. There's an end to everything in life. Only God does not have an end because He does not have a beginning. Anything that has a beginning has an end. If the struggle started one day, the struggle will end one day. If the pain started one day, the pain will end one day. If the sickness started one day, the sickness will end one day. And I declare that today will be that day. Today will be that day you'll be waiting for. Child of God, women, men, boys, girls, and children, under the influence of my voice, I don't care to know what it is the enemy have done in your life. Let today mark that day that you've been waiting for. Let today mark that day you'll be trusting God for. Let this hour mark that hour you'll be waiting and trusting God for a lifting. May this time be your time of liberation. May this time be your time of salvation. May this time be your time of healing. May this time be your time of restoration. In the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who died, was buried, and on the third day He rose again and seated at the right hand of God. May He rescue you from whatever you are going through. In the name that is above every other name. Oh, Kara, Hishada, the Hayahamanda, the Kaya. God, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. I want you to say these words after me. No matter what I am going through, I shall overcome at the last. No matter what I went through from January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Let it be my month of restoration. December, the few days in this month, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, let it be my month. I want you to decree that over your life, that the few days that are left in this year, let God of restoration remember you. Let God of restoration come to you. Let God of restoration be your God in a name that is above every other name. Let me say to you, child of God, you will not end this year in pain. Yes, yes. If you are going through pain now, few days to go, I assure you by the word of God, you will not end the pain. You will not end the sorrow. You will not end in affliction. You will not end in a sick bed. You will not end as a dead person. You will end living. You will end. Say after me, I shall live. I shall not die. I shall live to see the goodness of God. I shall live to declare the works of our Lord. And that is the word of God for you in the name that is above every other name. You will end where? You will end strong in the name of Jesus. But beyond ending the year, I speak into your life that the latter end of your days shall be greater than the former life, the former pain, the former things you have experienced in the name of Jesus. For the best is yet to come. Oh yes, the best is yet to come. Your latter days shall be better than your former days. Your latter glory shall be greater than your former glory in the name of Jesus. No matter what you have seen in life, hearing the sound of my voice, no matter the achievement in life, I still speak into your life that the best is yet to come. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of the former. That is the word of the Lord for you in the name that is above every other name. Looking at God, this scripture may not explain to details the struggles of God. But after Jacob have given this word, you know, he departed the earth and God had to carry his prophecy. Let me say to you, child of God, whenever a prophetic word is declared over your life, two things happen. The devil's attention is drawn to you. Number two, assignment has been given to you to watch over your prophecy, because whenever a prophecy is given to you, the devil will come after you to make sure the prophecy does not come to fulfillment. So therefore, as a child of God, when a prophetic word is released over your life, you got to stay on your knees to speak over your word, to brood over it, to ask the Holy Spirit to protect your destiny and protect the word that has been spoken over your life for manifestation. And I want to agree with you today, as you step into the place of prayer, as the year draws to an end, in agreement with God's servant this afternoon, I speak into your life that wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, every prophetic positive word that has been spoken over your life, or you have received by revelation, by dream, of by vision of the night, or but as you read the word of God, this word drop into you that this word is for me. Every positivity you have received that is yet to manifest, I agree with you this afternoon, receive the manifestation to the word of God in the name of Jesus. And every negative influence of the word of God, of the prophetic word that has been spoken over your life, that you will go through struggle, you will go through pain, may the days of struggle come to an end in your life. We cancel every negativity in your life and we speak the positive word of God to come to reality and manifestation in your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You know, so after Jacob have spoken these words over the life of God, you know, we were told that in the book of Mark chapter 5, I think we should read the word of God. Let's read the word of God. Let's go to the book of Mark. Take up your Bible. Let's go to the book of Mark chapter number 5. It's good we read the word of God for a better understanding. Remember, we read in Genesis of the word that was declared over the son of Jacob by the name God. Somebody say God. Oh, Mashanadaka. I feel like preaching here, but let's look at the word of God. Mark chapter 5, verse number 1 downwards. And they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. Remember, we read about God. And they came into this country of the Gadarene. When he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Verse number 4, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Mark that word. I'm excited for somebody already because your deliverance is coming. Your deliverance is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. Let's look at verse 7. Oh, I'm excited for somebody. Verse 7. And he cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God? I adjoin thee by God that thou torment me not." You see, that was a demon speaking through the man. How do I know it's the demon speaking to the man? Let's read further. "For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." This is Jesus responding now. "Come out of him, thou unclean spirit." Verse number 9. "He asked him, What is thy name?" This is Jesus asking now, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." This is a demon responding through the man. Oh, Shanda Dakayaha. That is a brief story I want to read about the Gadaran, the God. Somebody said the God. You know, so after the spoken word of the prophecy, hell organized and mobilized demons in their numbers to go after one man. And these legions of demons went after one man because of the word that was spoken after him. Remember, the prophecy said, "A troop shall overcome thee, but at the end you shall overcome." Remember, the prophecy said, "A troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last." Look at how the demons tormented this man. Tormented this man for a number of years. Number of days, number of months, and there was nobody to help him. Why? Because before the arrival of Jesus, the Pharisee, the scribes, the priests were not into deliverance. Deliverance ministry, casting out devils. We never heard of casting out devils before the arrival of Jesus. So it was Jesus who introduced the casting out of devils. It was Jesus, the anointing in him, that irritated demons and get them cry out of people. And the Bible told us here that when the man saw Jesus, he cried with a loud voice, asking that he should not be tormented by Jesus. It wasn't the man. It wasn't the man. It was a spirit within the man. And the Bible said Jesus rebuked that unclean spirit, get out of him. It wasn't a man who cried out. It was a spirit that was in the man that cried out not to be tormented. But Jesus rebuked the spirit to get out of the man. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible said he was being bound with chains and fetters and he could not be tamed by any man. Why? Because the spirit in him was so terrible. Terrifically strong that it was a violent spirit. It was a violent spirit. So from time to time, when they bind the man with the chains, the spirit breaks the chain into pieces and break the fetters. Listen to me, child of God. I don't know what you are going through that have not responded to prayers, that have not responded to medication, that have not responded to anything. But in the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Look at what the man went through after a word has been spoken over him. But don't forget, in all that he went through, the prophecy said that at the last, he shall overcome. I believe that this time when Jesus arrived, that was his time. When Jesus arrived, that was his hour. When Jesus arrived, that was his day. When Jesus arrived, that was the last of his struggle. And the man cried for help. And Jesus rebuked the demon that were tormenting the man. Now I stand in the place of the anointing of Jesus. As an apostle of the gospel of Jesus, I rebuke anything that have bind you. I rebuke everything that have tied you down. I rebuke anything that have held you back. I rebuke anything that have tormented you. I rebuke any spirit that have held you back in the name of Jesus. I rebuke any spirit, every spirit of setback, limitation, barriers are broken. You are set free from any power that is holding you. Jesus said to the unclean spirit, come out of him in the name of Jesus. I therefore speak in the place of the anointing. Let anything that is holding you back get go of you in the name of Jesus. You Satan, lose your grip and hold from that man under the influence of my voice. Lose your grip and hold from that woman. Lose your grip and hold that womb that said cannot carry a baby. I prophesy on you. By this time next year, you will embrace a child in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is sick under the influence of my voice, that sickness, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is going through one struggle or the other, by the reason of the word of God, you are set free in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a liar. Lose your grip and hold from God's people in the name of Jesus. There are people under the influence of my voice that desire to serve the Lord, but Satan have bind your mind, they have bind your heart, they have restricted you from serving God. So the more you desire to serve God, the more Satan push you into drunkenness, into smoking, into womanizing and all kinds of sin. But I pray for you today in the name that is above every other name. Everything that they have used to bind you, every power that they have used to hold you back from serving the Lord, today receive your salvation. Today receive your deliverance. Today receive your liberation in the name that is above every other name. That devil is a liar. For the God of heaven saved the best for the last. The last, I believe, is your time of victory. The last, I believe, is your time of celebration. The last, I believe, is your time of victory. In the name that is above every other name. And when Jesus, Mashata Takaha, arrived, demons disappeared. When Jesus comes to town, devils get out of town. I therefore decree, may Jesus come into your situation. In the name that is above every other name, may Jesus step into your pain, your struggle, your sickness. In the name of Jesus, may Jesus come into that difficult situation that could not be handled. In the name of Jesus. In the name that is above every other name. I pray for someone, you will have the last laugh. In the name of Jesus. Listen to this story. My friend some time ago shared this with me, that he walked into a hotel and after going through the menu, he ordered some food. After about 20 minutes, a group of young men and some ladies also walked into the same hotel and ordered theirs. To his dismay, according to my friend, that these folks got served first. And he watched as they began to eat and laugh heartily and even overheard one of them bragging about how connected he is to everyone in the hotel, and he felt mocked and he decided to leave. He decided to leave, unable to take it anymore. He called the waiter to actually cancel the order, and he calmly told him, yours is a special order, sir. Being prepared by the chief chef himself, their orders were prepared hurriedly by a student who, on attachment, because the top chefs are busy with yours, sir. Please, can you give us some time? That is why they were served first, because a student prepared theirs and the chief chef is preparing yours. Please, have some juice as you wait. And my friend calmed down and waited patiently. Shortly after, his meal was served by six waiters. Unknowingly to him, the owner of the hotel, who happened to be an old, long-lost friend of his, saw him when he entered and decided to surprise him. She actually changed his simple meal to a five-star meal. The party at the other table were shocked. They couldn't stop staring. Suddenly, they were the ones murmuring, asking why they didn't get that kind of service and meal. Such is life. I said to you, child of God, such is life. Some people are ahead of you and are eating now, laughing at you, talking about how they are smarter, wiser, better than you, how they are well-connected, blessed, have money, and enjoying life. You are waiting tirelessly, wondering why it is taking so long to break through. You endure mockery, humiliation. Maybe you have contemplated suicide, going throughout depression, or suffered severe mental anxiety. But not to worry. Hear me, child of God, the owner of the world has seen you and doesn't want you to be served a simple meal like those making a mockery of you. You are waiting long because yours is a special meal. Yes, sir, yours is a special meal. It takes time to prepare, and only chief chefs prepare them. Wait for your meal. Relax. When it comes, that laughing party will be silenced for good. Stay blessed, child of God. Those who are mocking you now, they laugh too early. They are about to be surprised by what God is bringing your way. Remain blessed, child of God. You are about to smile. I see you testifying. I see you coming out dancing. I see you coming out celebrating. This is your season. Wait on God. For they that wait upon the Lord shall not be ashamed. In Jesus' name, amen. If you don't know Jesus, hearing the sound of my voice, pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I receive you. I believe in you that you died for me, and I believe I have life having you. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me. Write my name in the book of life. I don't want to go to hell. I want to make heaven with you. I want to spend eternity with you. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me. In Jesus' victorious name, amen. You can reach us on this number for counseling, for prayer, and for whatever you want God for guidance and inquiry about our ministry on +27 81 320 6746. +27 81 320 6746. Sonny Obonaim is my name from Faith Life Ministry, Bosberg, South Africa. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.